What's up, fam? Welcome back to the Whoa, That's Good podcast. All right, so this is going to be a new type of podcast. Maybe we'll do this every other week. I don't know. Depends on if you guys are into it and learning from it and enjoying it. But, you know, nowadays we have a lot more time on our hands. Hashtag quarantine life. I know we're kind of all in the same boat here. And this is a crazy time. As we spoke about in the last podcast, we are definitely praying for everybody who is sick, everybody who knows me that's sick, praying for people quarantined, dealing with just isolation and different stuff like that. We have a massive thing on our hands, and just so you know, we are not taking that lightly and definitely praying, and hopefully this podcast can bring you joy in the midst of this uncertain time. But what I wanted to do on this podcast, and hopefully maybe start doing this every other week, is just pop on here myself and, you know, just give any advice that I can to people who are asking questions. And what I mean by that is we actually are getting a lot of questions. I've had questions sent into my DM box on Instagram, Whoa, That's Good, Instagram, Live Originals, and we've never really sat down and just answered some of those questions. And so we decided we were going to look through our Whoa, That's Good podcast DMs on Instagram. And hopefully I can just answer some of these things that you reached out to me and asked. I hope that you guys feel seen and heard and loved. And I hope that you walk out of here with encouragement. I think it's amazing. Some of the ones that I chose to talk about on this podcast are ones that I thought, man, like, you are not the only one. There's thousands of people who are wondering this same question and searching for this answer. And hopefully I can bring whatever I've learned from the Lord, or my time spent in the Bible, or my time spent with people older or wiser, or just throughout life, through experiences or through following myself. So hopefully I can answer some of these and find encouragement. But I also think that it should be encouraging to y'all just to see that you're not alone in your questions that you have, that a lot of people are wondering the same thing you're wondering. And it's okay to search. The Bible actually encourages for you to seek. And it talks about if you seek in the kingdom of God, you will find, because there's nothing that our God doesn't lack. And so let's go through some of these questions. All right. So the first DM I want to read to y'all. Oh, and by the way, there's a lot of relationship questions in here. And so I'm going to talk about some of those and then some other topics as well. But this one happens to be a relationship one. It says, I don't know if you'll see this, but my ex cheated on me again. I feel so hurt and betrayed and feel like I can't trust anyone again. How do I accept and pray for someone good to enter my life that will treat me with love and respect? And how do I feel comfortable with waiting for that? I'm trying to find happiness within myself, but it's so hard. I would really love some guidance. I feel incredibly lost. First of all, I'm so sorry that this has happened to you. That is such a painful thing to experience. And I know that that does hurt your trust. But I just want to speak some life over you, first of all, and say if your ex cheated on you again, it's definitely time to move on for sure. And I think, honestly, you know, you said, pray for me, or how do I wait for that? I would encourage you to wait. Give it some time. Give it some time to really heal your own heart, because the last thing you want to do is bring this broken trust and this lack of trust into another relationship. Because even if the other guy is awesome, I think it would be hard to let him love you knowing what just happened to you. And so I would just encourage you. And you know, that's something I didn't do myself. I would be hurt by one person, then I move on to the next and bring that hurt into the next and then be sensitive, and then, you know, this is a cycle. And so I know you said, I want to find happiness in myself, but the truth is we're probably not going to find that much happiness just solely in ourselves. So I encourage you, take some time, get by yourself, but seek your happiness and your joy through the Lord, and let God and what he says and what his perfect love is heal those wounds in your heart. And so that you won't keep record of wrong. You won't be so hard on yourself. You won't have trust issues. You won't be sad, but you'll be refilled and rejuvenated with his great love. And you'll find how awesome you are and how loved you are. And then you can go into the next relationship knowing that you're loved, knowing that you're enough, knowing that you have every reason to be treated with respect. And in return, you'll be able to do the same thing for the next person. And so I just encourage you, take some time to heal. Take some time to heal and treat yourself with the respect that you deserve, sister. All right, next one. Hi, I was wondering if you could do a message related to balancing an intimate relationship with Jesus with a relationship with a guy. I'm sure you would have great insight, and I feel kind of lost because it looks like this may be a problem I will have to face soon. I found true love in Jesus this past August. I've saved myself for a while, but this was when I actually felt that complete love for him and nothing else. But I'm not sure how to keep that first love for him and also come to love someone else. Y'all know I love a good story. I love hearing about a story, listening to a story, and there are so many unforgettable stories and characters out there, and Audible is here to help you discover all of them. Audible is the home of storytelling and lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one simple, convenient app. They offer an amazing selection of audiobooks from every genre, like bestsellers, new releases, memoirs, mysteries, business, and more. There's always something new to discover along with your old favorites. If you're a thrill seeker, Audible is the place for you. Their selection of mystery and thriller titles, plus highly anticipated new releases, will keep your heart racing month after month. And Audible's next listen recommendation means that there's always something that you'll love at your fingertips. Audible members get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and even podcasts. You can download or stream them wherever you would like and whenever you would like. Plus, members can pick one title every month from the entire catalog to keep. With thousands of titles, you'll definitely find something you love all in one convenient app so that you can listen anywhere, anytime. So if you're into the whole crime mystery thing, my sister actually just told me about a title called The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And I gotta be honest, I'm not really into these kind of things because I get too scared too easily. And she was like, no, it will not scare you. You will love it. You'll be so into it. So I guess that's gonna be my next listen. So new members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/woe or text woe, W-H-O-A to 500-500. That's audible, audible.com/woe or just text woe to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days. Go check it out, friends. I hope you see this and thank you for your amazing messages. God definitely has his hand on you. First of all, thank you. Second of all, okay, let's talk about it. I think even the way that we phrase the question on this is something that we can address. It says, how do I find a balance between a relationship with the Lord and a relationship with a guy? And what I would encourage you with is when it's the right guy and when that guy is seeking the Lord wholeheartedly himself, I don't feel like it's going to have to feel like such a big balance, if that makes sense. I feel like you're naturally going to keep your pursuit of Jesus and his pursuit of Jesus will also remain the same because y'all are encouraging one another's pursuit. And in return, y'all will be actually giving to one another as far as like filling each other with life, filling each other with scriptures, filling each other with Jesus. And there won't be this balance. There'll be this beautiful blend of encouragement and just soaking in Jesus. I found that with Christian because I actually was nervous to date Christian because that's what I felt like in every other relationship. I would feel like, oh, I'm trying to balance my shit with Jesus and I'm kind of slacking because now I'm in this other relationship. And I just want to encourage you and everybody out there, you should never, ever, ever get out of relationship with Jesus in order to get into a relationship with somebody else. Jesus is your firm foundation. He is your relationship with love itself because God is love. And from that relationship, you can welcome another relationship only to encourage and make each other better. Yes, it's going to be hard. Yes, you're going to have bumps in the road. But ultimately, y'all both have to have that foundation and center point in Jesus so that you're always coming back to that. And so I wouldn't put Jesus over here and him over there and then think you have to leave Jesus to go to him. It's like, no, here's Jesus. And if you want to date me, then you'll find me running to him. And that's kind of how I think it works in the most successful way of a relationship. When two people are running after God, they look over and they see we're running the same pace. All right, next one. Hey girl, listening to you has been so amazing and life-giving for me. Oh, love that. It's been a hard season. Just got married. First out of my friends. I'm 19, but I've never felt so alone. Marriage is amazing, but it's hard when you don't feel like you have community. Listening to you has really encouraged me. And then she goes on to say some really nice things about our podcast and stuff. I want to just encourage you because I know a lot of people that have gone through this. You know, you get married or you go into a new season, you move states, you find a new job, and then you feel alone and you don't feel like you have community. And that can be really hard. Something that I've actually been learning, because Christian and I got married and I had lived in Nashville and had just like the most amazing community of friends. And then I moved to a new place and didn't know anybody really. And I had to kind of restart finding friends. And what I realized is I didn't actually have to restart. And I want to encourage you by that by saying, like, I think sometimes we feel like, okay, we're in a new place, we have to rebuild what we just came from because we want it to be like what we just came from. But your new season isn't going to look like your last. Marriage isn't going to look like your college years or your high school years for your sake. It's not going to look like all of your other friends. It's a new season. And don't expect the new season to look like the old. Let it be a new season and embrace the new season for what it is. And you'll find so much joy in it than when you're comparing it to a previous one. The other thing is you don't have to rebuild a friendship or restart something because it's not like your old friends left. It's not like they're gone. It's just, again, a new season. And so you can build from a place of knowing I didn't lose everything. I just get to add to my life. This is just another season of my life that I get to add to. And in that case, you don't feel like you've lost anything. You feel like you just have potential to gain. And I like to look at it that way. The other thing I would say is, you know, it's going to be hard to get plugged in, but you're going to have to put yourself out there in certain ways, you know? Like for me, I had never been to a Pure Barre class in my life, okay? I was actually scared to go to these kind of workout classes. But when I moved to this new place with Christian, this girl was like, hey, do you want to go to Pure Barre with me? I'd love to get to know you. And I'm like, oh, shoot, because she not a set coffee, but okay. So I go with her and I was so terrible at Pure Barre. Oh my gosh, it was embarrassing. Like literally the ball like fell. I had to lean down on the ball with my back, you know, and it like shot out from behind me and the ball like rolled across the whole classroom. So I'm not good at Pure Barre, but I made a new friend, you know. And so sometimes in new seasons, you have to do new things and that's okay. Get to know people through that way. She ended up becoming my closest friend where we ended up moving. And the last thing is, you know, even though you feel the need to build community and you should always build community and work towards that, if you just got married, like let your husband and that friendship be enough, you know? I think, gosh, even though I didn't know many people and I wanted and desired to know more people and I did end up getting to know more people, the time that I got to spend with Christian was so sweet. I mean, we just became so much better friends and we got to build what our teammate situation was going to look like, what our relationship was going to look like, and set the tone for hopefully the next years of our life. And so I hope that encourages you. All right, here we go. This is a relationship question, but not relationship with a guy, this is relationship with God. Somebody said, I know you'll never see this. Gotcha, reading it right now. But I need advice. I feel like I've strayed from God and my life has become so difficult. I have faced so many struggles and I feel like it's piling up and I'm hurting so much. I feel lost and confused and I'm at such a weird place in my life. I don't want to bore you with all this, but I need advice and I don't know what to do anymore. Wow. First of all, you are not boring me at all. Sending in advice, this is no different than sitting with a friend of mine or myself going through just the emotions of life and having a hard day or a hard time. I just want to say, you know, you acknowledge that when you strayed from God, your life has been really difficult and you've been facing all these struggles. And I think a lot of times people think because I've strayed from God and because I begin to struggle and because I've done all these things, now I have to sit in the place that I'm at and there's no hope for me. But I want to encourage you to turn around and go back to God, because where your hope is, where your peace is, where your future is, where your rest is, where your joy is all in the presence of your Father God. Your story is reminding me of the prodigal son. Speaking of hurt, lost, and confused, the prodigal son, he lived with his father and he had this amazing house with his father, and his father was going to give him and his brother a share of the estate that he had. Well, the younger brother asked for his estate early and the father gave it to him, and the brother, y'all know the story, he took it and he squandered everything he had in wild living. I mean, he was struggling. He totally turned from his father and he threw all this away with prostitutes and parties and all of these different things. And then a famine hit the area that he was living in, so he didn't have anything. I mean, he was wiped of money. He was wiped of food. Literally to the point that this son was eating from the pig's pen, okay? And then he said he was on the brink of death, and he thought to himself, how many of my father's servants have something to eat and yet I'm here eating from the pig's pen? So, you know, we get in that moment. We struggle. We turn from God. We do all these things and we're in this place and we're at the brink of death and we're starving and we're like, oh, if only I could just get some food. If only I could just get some hope. If only I could just get some help. How many other people have a life like me and could be happy or could be joyful or is thriving or whatever? And the truth is, it's like, actually, that offer is available for you too. And he kind of just thought, you know, maybe I'll just go back home and I'll just be a servant because I'm no longer worthy of being a son, but I at least need to do that so I can get some food. And so the prodigal son, he returned back home. And if you know the story, it says that the prodigal son's father saw him before he even got back and he ran out and he embraced his son and he was hugging him and he kissed him and he said, my son is home. And before he could even get to what he was going to say, the son stopped him and he's like, whoa, no. I'm actually not worthy of being called your son anymore. I just want to be your servant. I've sinned against you, Father, and of heaven. And it's so beautiful because the son returned and he was repenting and he was apologizing. But even in this apology and this repentance, he still didn't feel like he was worthy enough to be his son. But yet, to everybody's surprise, the father just said, quick, to his servants, go get the best robe, put it on him, get the ring, put it on his finger, kill the fattened calf. We have to have a party and celebrate because my son was once dead. Now he's alive. He was lost, but now he's found. And he began to celebrate. And so I say that to you to say, if you think the reaction of God is going to be mad and anger and bitter and you're never going to be forgiven and you're going to be judged, then that's not the picture of God that I see right there in the Bible from the story of the prodigal son. When his son returned, who had turned from him and who had struggled, this father who represents God, Jesus was telling this story, he rejoiced and he celebrated and he welcomed him back. And he's like, you don't think you're worthy. It's not about you being worthy. It's about you belonging to me. See, that's the beautiful thing about where you're at right now. No matter how you feel, you might feel like you're in this weird place. You might feel lost from God. You might feel all those things, but yet God calls you found. God calls you free. God calls you alive in him. And so rest in that. Don't let yourself go to those, I'm not worthy. I don't belong here. I don't, because I did this, because I did that. God's like, hey, it's okay. If you turn to me and you repent, you're forgiven and you're welcome here. You know, I wanted to preach that right now and just kind of share that to you because I know that a lot of people feel like you do right now. I know a lot of people feel like you do in this DM actually because I got so many other DMs that said, how do I get back to God? How do I get back to a relationship with God? I'm struggling. I feel lost. I feel depressed. I feel like I'm not worthy. All of these different things. And it's like, just read the story of the prodigal son that Jesus told because that is the story of getting back to God. You just turn in his direction and on your way, he'll meet you there and celebrate you. So guys, I hope that if you're in your car right now listening, you're at your house, I hope you just respond to that. Turn to God. Repent for the things you've done and say, Father, like, I'm not worthy, but God, I'm glad you call me yours, God. Thank you for sending your son to die for me, to forgive my sins so I can have access to you, God. Bring your Holy Spirit to fill my heart. Respond to that call today. You'll never regret it. If you're looking for hope, if you're looking for life, if you're looking for love, if you're looking for joy, then really you might not know it, but you're looking for God. Today, you found it. Rest in that. Y'all, I love doing this. I love doing this podcast today. I hope you feel encouraged. I hope you feel seen and heard and loved. And yeah, I hope you guys, if y'all have any more specific questions, send them into Whoa, That's Good. And I'll just keep popping on here and doing these podcasts if it benefits you guys' life and y'all's faith. Love you guys. City Rob out. Catch you next week, probably with a friend. And then the next week, maybe I'll be here solo. Who knows? Okay, bye.